Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the first parak of Maseches Bikurim with parak Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph. And then we're going to start the second parak of Maseches Bikurim with parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Parak Aleph, Mishnah Vav, cited a machlokes regarding someone who bought two trees in the land of another person. According to the Tanakhama, the person who bought the two trees brings the Bikurim, but he doesn't actually read the Psukim, because at the end of the day, the assumption is that when he bought the two trees, it did not include the land. It's unclear, and therefore we bring the Bikurim without reciting the Psukim. However, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion, no, that not only does he have to bring the Bikurim, but he has to read the Psukim as well. This Mishnah here in Parak Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph, is going to discuss the law, specifically where a person not only bought two trees, but even bought a third tree. Says the Mishnah, HaKona Shlosha Ilonos Besoch Shel Chavero. If someone buys three trees that are in the property of his friend, someone else owns the land, and he bought three trees on his property. Says the Mishnah, Mevi Vekore. According to the Tanakhama, he brings Bikurim from their fruits. He bought the three trees. He has to buy Bikurim. He has to bring the Bikurim. And he recites the Psukim as well. After all, a sale of three or more trees includes the land on which they grow, even if the land was not actually mentioned by the seller or by the buyer. The buyer thus owns not only the trees, but also the land beneath them, which makes him obligated in all of the laws of Bikurim as well. Rabbi Meir says, Afilu Shnayim, that even if someone only bought two trees, that was what we learned in Parak Aleph Mishnah Vav. So certainly, if he bought three trees, then he'd have to recite the Psukim as well. But again, we pass like the Tanakhama, namely, two trees, you bring the Bikurim, but you don't recite the Psukim. But if you have three trees, then you would, both according to the Tanakhama and Rabbi Meir, you would certainly bring the Bikurim and recite the Psukim as well. Now the Mishnah is going to deal with the halacha of a single tree. Says the Mishnah, Kana Ilan Vikarko. If someone bought a single tree together with its land, where the land was explicitly and clearly included in the sale, they said, I'm going to buy this tree with the land. Maybe Vikori. In that case, too, everyone agrees that he brings Bikurim from that tree, and he recites the Psukim again. The only time that he doesn't recite the Psukim is when it's unclear if he owns the land or not. But if he bought even one tree, but explicitly got the land, then certainly he would not only bring the Bikurim, but he would recite the Psukim as well. Finishing off the Perek, we're going to quickly review something that we learned in Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah taught us that sharecroppers and tenant farmers, people that are working the land and therefore getting they're paying some of their crop to the owner and so on, we said that they do not bring Bikurim at all from the produce of the land, because at the end of the day, the land does not belong to them. That is how we paskin, but we're going to learn the other opinion in that question. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af bali arisos v'chachoros mevin v'korin, that even sharecroppers and tenant farmers, says Rabbi Yehuda, they bring Bikurim and they recite the Psukim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the right of a sharecropper or a tenant farmer to take a share of the crops gives him some degree, some level of ownership in the land, and this level of ownership, apparently, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is enough for him to be obligated to bring Bikurim and recite the Psukim as well. But again, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Beginning now, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. The first part of this Perek is going to be comparing Truma, which again we give to the Kohen, Bikurim, which also we give to the Kohen, and Maaser Sheni, which again is fruit that is brought to Yerushalayim. We're going to be comparing Truma, Bikurim, and Maaser Sheni with one another. The first Mishnah is going to begin by discussing the halachos that apply to both Truma and Bikurim, but not to Maaser Sheni. Says the Mishnah, HaTruma v'HaBikurim, when it comes to Truma and Bikurim, they have the following in common. Chayavim Aleihen Misa, non-Kohanim, a Zar, a non-Kohen who eats it, is liable to Misa Bidei Shamayim. He gets an early death at the hands of heaven for eating them on purpose, right? If he does it by accident, as the Mishnah is about to say, then that's not, you don't get the death penalty. But if you intentionally eat Truma or Bikurim and you're not a Kohen, you get Misa Bidei Shamayim, death at the hands of heaven. The Chomesh, a non-Kohanim who ate them by mistake without knowing that the food was Truma or Bikurim, or without knowing the severity of the Avera, he must pay a Kohen the value of what he ate, plus a fifth, an additional fifth, which ends up really being a quarter of the value, And that is true again both by Truma and by Bikurim. Va'asurim lizarim, both Truma and Bikurim are usher to be eaten by non-Kohanim. Ve'hem nechzei Kohen, both Truma and Bikurim are completely the property, the monetary property of the Kohen. Va'olim pe'achudumeya, Truma and Bikurim, that become mixed with permitted fruits, with permitted foods, they become batel, they become nullified when you have 100 times more chulin than them, right? So if you have one part of Truma or Bikurim that become mixed with 100 parts of permitted produce, and the truma or bikurim become batel, they become allowed to be eaten. Uteunin rechitzas yadayim, they both require to be wash your hands before eating them. V'ha'erev shemesh, and they both require the sunset, meaning to say that after a tamei kohen goes into a mikveh, he immerses himself in the mikveh, he must wait until nightfall, until tseisa kachav, until there are three stars out, before he may eat truma or bikurim. Says the Mishnah, hari elu b'truma uv bikurim, mashein kein b'maiser. All of these halachos apply to both truma and bikurim, but they do not apply to maiser sheni. Meaning to say, someone who ate maiser sheni on purpose outside of Yerushalayim does not get misa b'dei shemayim, does not get death, an early death in the hands of heaven. One who eats maiser sheni by mistake does not have to pay an additional fifth. Maiser sheni may be eaten in Yerushalayim, of course, but even by non-Kohanim. Maaser Sheni does not completely belong to its owner. Who is the owner? The guy that has it, but it doesn't completely belong to anyone. Maaser Sheni, that becomes mixed with permitted produce, how does that become batel? Not by 100 times, you just simply need rov, bitel barov, as long as you have a majority of non-Maaser Sheni, then it can become nullified, then it can be batel. There is no obligation to wash one's hands before eating Maaser Sheni. And finally, a tamei person who goes into a mikvah may eat Maaser Sheni right away, doesn't have to wait until Tzeis HaKochavim. So all of these things apply to Truma and Bikurim, but they do not apply to Maaser Sheni. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah, Yud Aleph discusses the case where a person buys three trees on the property of someone else. And we said that everyone agrees in that case that he has to bring the Bikurim and recite the Pesukim that accompany them as well. Again, Rebbe Meir holds that even if someone bought only two trees, that we assume the land is part of it, and therefore he would not only bring the Bikurim, but recite the Pesukim as well. But again, we hold, like the first opinion, three trees, then we assume that you certainly own the land under those trees in the property. Then the Mishnah said that if you buy even one tree, but you explicitly say that you're getting the land with the tree, then everyone holds that as long as it's explicitly said that you're getting the land as well, certainly you bring those Bikurim from that tree and you recite the Pesukim as well. And finally, for this Mishnah and for the Perek, Rabbi Yehuda adds his own opinion. He says that even tenant farmers and sharecroppers bring Bikurim and recite the Pesukim. Again, we don't paskin that way. We paskin do not, because they don't own the land enough to be able to recite the Pesukim of Bikurim. And then Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph goes through a whole list of things that are true and that are the same by Truma and Bikurim, but not by Maaser Sheni. The first one was the people that eat them on purpose, who were not a Kohanim, get to Misa B'dei Shemayim. If you eat them accidentally, then you have to pay an additional 25%. They can only be eaten by Kohanim, no one else. They belong monetarily to the Kohen. They become batel, they become nullified by 100 times more chulin. They require you to wash your hands before eating both of them. And if a Kohen becomes Tameh, he can only eat them once he not only immerses in the mikvah, but he has to wait for nightfall as well, for the Shemesh to go down, for the sun to go down, and for it to be night, for Tzitzik Uchavim to come. These are, again, all of the halachos that apply to Truma and Bikurim, but when it comes to Maaser Sheni, it is not a true. They do not apply to that. Have a great day.